do you call me, Dave? My name's not Dave. My name's Rodney.
I thought it was Dave.
Well, it's Rodney.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I've looked it up on my birth certificate and my passport and everything. It is definitely Rodney.
Oh, well, you live and learn. So what's Dave? Nickname, right?
No! You're the only one who calls me Dave. Everybody else calls me Rodney. And the reason they call me Rodney is because Rodney is my name.
Oh, well, I shall have to get used to calling you Rodney.
Thank you.
Yeah, Basil, are you going to get this meeting started? Me and Dave ain't got all night.
Rodney!
Oh, well, this is one of the highlights of the week, this is, yeah. Talking about my favourite ever programme, and yours too.
Mm.
But, gosh, it's Josh.
But these two, they're loving.
No, nothing about Only Fools and Horses, yeah. Well, not like we do, hey. No. Josh is not a huge fan.
We live, breathe Only Fools and Horses.
And we just learnt that Bert isn't really a fan that much.
No, it's good, but I've never really seen it.
Watched a few clips.
Yeah.
It was
on, like, in the background sometimes, but Mum hated it, so...
Not an
she
episode all the way
them.
Through?
Mom,
probably.
No,
yeah, Mum hates it, and she controls everything in the house.
That should be illegal.
Yeah.
What? Hating it.
Yeah. That should be illegal. Yeah. It's not right at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, you had a laugh at that. Talking
no,
about
it
the
is. It's, I think it's well written. I think it was really funny.
Yeah.
Okay, we got, over the last couple of weeks, we've done the Isle of Wight quiz. And that's on a Wednesday. We did the Isle of Wight quiz on a Wednesday. We do the Only Fools and Horses quiz on a Tuesday. And these are the five final questions from this particular website. And we were going really well. 3 weeks, 100% record. Then last week, they chucked a curveball at us. And since then, we've had lots of people messaging us and saying we were actually right with the question. It won't mean anything to you. So we are disappointed that we haven't got 100%, and it's all because they've messed up the question, and it wasn't. We gave the right answer, so we might sort of rebel.
No, we count it as 100%.
All right then. All right, Governor. So here we go. Ready for the first question?
Yeah.
All right then. So the ultimate. Just to point out that I don't have the answers in front of me. I have to click to get the answer. So we've got to answer as a group and try and keep the 100% record going. The ultimate trotter test, it's called. Whose wife is nicknamed the Peckham Bicycle because of the many, many notches on her bedpost? Is it Denzel's, Sid's, Mickey's or Boyce's?
Oh, I remember the episode. What do you think?
Well, I know what this is. I'll give you a chance to answer. Josh, what do you reckon? Oh, gosh, it's Josh. What do you think? Is it Denzel's, Sid's, Mickey's or Boyce's?
Oh.
Boyce's.
What would you add a guess at?
Boyce's the only character I know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Marlene?
Yeah, Boyce.
Yeah, we're all agreed then. It's Boyce's. Mm. Okay. 89% got it right. And we are part of the 89%. Mm. So we got your, in the words of Bruce Forsyth, you're well up there. Well up there. Next question then. What is Trigger's real name?
Oh. Oh, my
is it,
God.
Is it Colin?
No.
Maximilian?
No.
Terry?
No.
Or Trigger? Is it Colin, Maximilian, Terry or Trigger? I think I know this.
Yeah. It was Elsie Partridge.
Well, they were doing the seance.
Yeah.
Did they talk about Trigger then? I thought they talked about Boyce, didn't they? Because his middle name was Aubrey.
So
what do you think then? What do you think, Josh? Oh, gosh, it's not Josh. What do you think? Colin, Maximilian, Terry, Trigger. I think we can rule out Maximilian.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think we can rule out Trigger, because that's just what we're right, wouldn't it? It's Terry or Colin. I'm leaning towards Colin.
Yeah, me too.
All agreed?
Yeah.
Push the button. Colin. The correct answer was Colin. Only 64% of people got it right, but we were one of the 64%, so 100% so far. Next question. The US-based Christmas special Miami Twice boasted a cameo appearance by a member of which legendary band? Was it the Mamas and the Papas, the Bee Gees, the Beach Boys, or Jefferson Airplane? Was it the Mamas and the Papas, Bee Gees, Beach Boys, Jefferson Airplane? Which US Christmas special, Miami Twice, which is my least favourite episode.
Yeah.
Boasted a cameo appearance by which member? Any ideas?
Mamas and the Papas.
What are you saying? Oh gosh, it's Josh.
Same.
And Bert?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
See, I know that it was a BG.
Oh.
It was the one with the long scraggy hair.
Oh,
and there was a lovely little clip on it that when they're on the plane, because I think they're going, they're on some river, and he's got a great big house on the river, and one of the Bee Gees, and he actually has a bit of a go at Del Boy, but under his breath. But there's a lovely clip when they're on the plane that somebody was trying to push in, or Del Boy thought he was trying to push in, and he said, "Where's your game, pal? Pushing in, you are, wouldn't you think? Anyone think you own the blooming plane?" And it was the guy that owns Richard Branson, that owns Virgin Airlines. Anyway, so we go for the Bee Gees, and 82% were right, and we are part of the 82%. So 3 out of 3 so far, 2 to go. The episode in which the Trotters became millionaires was originally intended to be the last ever. What was going to happen at the very end before it was decided to leave things open? Del and Rodney and Uncle Albert were to transform into cartoon characters as they walked towards... And I can't see what it says here. It's got something above it. They walked towards, I'm guessing, a rainbow. The brothers were to watch Nelson Mandela House be demolished. Del was to move to America with Raquel and Damien. And it was going to jump to 2 decades into the future, showing Del... how Del and Rodley established a vast empire. It could be any one of those, because I really don't know this. All I know is, and you've got an alarm clock, and you used to have an alarm clock that says, Rodney, wake up, you dipstick.
My sister used to have it, and I remember of it.
So, what do we think then? The episode in which the Trotters became millionaires was originally intended to be the last ever. What was going to happen at the very end? Dylan and Uncle Rodney were going to transform into cartoon characters.
Oh, I don't think that.
Well, do you remember what happens? Because they all walk towards a colourful rainbow, don't they?
Yeah.
The brothers were to watch Nelson Mandela being demolished. I don't think it was that. Dylan Rodney to move to America. Don't think it was that. It was going to jump to. It's either going to be that, the cartoon characters, or the decades in the future. I reckon it's decades in the future.
Okay, let's go with that.
Sure?
Oh, yeah.
But if I get it wrong, you're going to moan at me.
Yeah. It's all you, pal.
Del and Rodney and Uncle Albert were to transform into cartoon characters as they walked along the sunset. So we were wrong. We.
No, you were wrong. You.
But if it's any consolation, only 39% got it right.
Oh.
Okay, so one final question. It seems incredible now, but Only Fools and Horses was originally going to be called something else. What was the first title? Del and Rodders, Ookie Street, Bruvs, or Reddies? Del and Rodders, Ookie Street, Bruvs or Reddies. That was the original title of the show. What was it going to be? Only Fools and Horses wasn't the original then. Del and Rodders, Ookie Street, Bruvs, Reddies.
Ookie Street?
Could be Ookie Street, could be Del and Rodders.
Yeah.
I think we can rule out Bruvs. I think we can rule out Bruvs. If I was leaning towards any and I got the last one wrong, I'd go with Reddies. But and I don't think it's going to be Del and Rodders.
No.
So what do you think? Ookie Street's part of the song, and let's be honest, it's part of the, you know, it's very much part of the song. Yeah, Ookie Street, Ookie Street. Yeah. What do you think, team?
I think it's Reddies.
You think it's Reddies?
I feel it.
You feel it's Reddies?
Okay,
you can blame me.
Yeah.
Okay, Reddies?
Yeah.
Reddies. Reddies is right. And only 28% of people got that right. So your feeling was good. Can you pick out six numbers for the lottery?
I'll give it a go.
Is it still six numbers?
I think it's six, yeah.
Okay, so we got four out of five, which isn't bad, is it? Yeah. Now, we've run out of time this hour to play the new single from Harry Styles.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it in the next. We're going to come back after 11 o'clock and we're going to play it, okay?
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not a fan of One Direction at all. Yeah. But this song is probably the best song I've heard in years.
Okay.
Well.
Well, that is... well, my point is not made yet.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it first, and then you can come back and criticise it.
Yeah.
But I just think it's on a par with Robbie Williams and Angels. When he left the band and brought out two mediocre singles, this guy's brought out a single and it's gone, wow.
Okay.
It's got the wow factor. All right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you believe me?
No.